Morning, everybody, and welcome to Wildmoor Presbyterian Church. No, I am not preaching today, but I'm proud of the women and appreciate what they're doing. And we're honored to have our co-host, pastor, or whatever you want, with parish, Carol McCartney, preaching. And by all means, we're honored Mr. Ed Johnson, who is our real pastor every Sunday. He has a seat in the choir this morning, and I don't know where he'll sit once he comes down. There's no telling, because he won't tell us there. He's happy that he didn't have to prepare a sermon today, but I didn't either, so don't get excited. And as far as the announcements go, the senior luncheon will be Tuesday at Pleasant Grove Baptist Church. If you didn't sign up to go, they always have plenty of food, and somebody don't sign up. So if you want to go, just show up. Also, music and worship will be meeting this week, and the Let Us Feed You to our community garden will be 8:30 in the garden next Saturday, right, Nancy?
It's 9 o'clock.
Oh, 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. It must have been a little chilly this week. And I see that you have some goodies over here for everybody.
Yep.
And next Sunday is the chili cook-off. If you haven't signed up, the sign-up sheet's on the pastor's door. And get your favorite chili going. Is anything else anybody would like to say about anything? Yes, Pam?
I have several. Sorry, guys. Christian, and I'm just reminding about we need the little jar lid things for our VBS little project we're doing. Also, if anyone would like to bring some candy for us to stuff for Easter eggs, it would be most appreciated. I'd like to have them by Saturday the 4th, because we'll be stuffing them on Sunday the 5th. And then the other thing I just wanted to mention, which some of you, in fact, friends with Facebook on, some of you I'm not, I apologize, but I was just trying to get a little group together next Saturday if anybody was interested. There's a new movie, Christian movie coming out called I Still Believe, and it's based on a true story. And I just thought it would be kind of nice if everybody or as many people from the church wanted to go, we could get together and go. White Oak is sold out next weekend, but Smithfield is still available, and actually Smithfield is cheaper than Garner. So there's a 115 play-in, so anybody that's interested, if you'd let me know, and like I said, we can figure out, you know, a time to meet up here probably around 12 or whatever, and go and enjoy and have a little fellowship, if, like I said, if anybody's interested. If not, that's fine too, but I just thought it would be kind of cool to get together and have some fun. Thank you, Judy.
Mm-hmm. Judy, the mission committee's going to meet next Sunday after chili cook-off. After we clean the kitchen, we'll throw another 30 or 45 minutes in your mission.
Linda's going to be out of town. So.
Well, that's the third Sunday. We meet the third Sunday, so that is the third Sunday. It's kind of weird.
She's going to change it. All right. Is there any other thing that needs to be announced?
Yeah, I just want to bring to people's attention, it's in the announcements, but I just really want to bring it to your attention that there's going to be a Knees Under the Table on March 19th at 6:30 at Lane. So if you're interested in the Knees Under the Table, that's a look at your announcements and plan to join everybody at Lane's at 6:30 that night.
Sandy, will you read her? Sandy's going to read the purpose of the women.
Good morning.
Good morning. Presbyterian Women Purpose. Forgiven and freed by God in Jesus Christ and empowered by the Holy Spirit, we commit ourselves to nurture our faith through prayer and Bible study, to support the mission of the church worldwide, to work for justice and peace, and to build an inclusive, caring community of women that strengthens the Presbyterian Church USA and witnesses to the promise of God's kingdom.
Thank you, Sandy. Now let us prepare our hearts for service as we listen to the prelude. join me for the call to worship as printed in your bulletin or on the front screen. O Lord, open my eyes,
so I might see the vision of your truth.
O Lord, open my eyes,
and I will hear your word.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth shall proclaim your praise.
Will you please stand as we sing our opening hymn, Open My Eyes That I May See, page 451.
Inspire our hearts, heal our wounds, bring your peace into our worries and your hope into our disappointments. Come, Lord, and weave your love into our fellowship together, that we may overflow with grace and allow your truth to light up our lives anew. Mary said, "With all my heart I praise the Lord, and I am glad because of God my Savior. He cares for me, his humble servant." Fill us with your Holy Spirit, so together we may celebrate your glory and worship you in faith and in truth, and so bring glory and honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Let us go through our call to confession. To you, O God, we give up the burdens of this week, trusting your love and mercy. To you, O God, we surrender ourselves, trusting our risen Lord to lead us as always in the way of peace today, tomorrow, and forever. Let us confess our sins together.
O God, we confess that we often look back. We look back on mistakes we have made, work left undone, people we have hurt, and excuses we have made. We see these as things for which we feel guilty. We overwhelm ourselves with regret. Free us, O God, from self-condemnation that immobilizes us. Allow us to remember that you call us to look back, to remember those times of joy, to remember those people who were kind and compassionate, to remember that we did the best we were able to do. to remember that in Christ our past is transformed, to remember that you journey with us each day of our life, and may we continue to grow in grace and truth. Amen. Thanks be to God.
As God has given us peace through Christ, so let us pass the peace of Christ to each other. May the peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you. You do not.
what today is? You know, it's the International Day of Women. Are you a young woman? A girl. Yes, we're going to celebrate the International Day of Women. That's all of us, young and old, I think. Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about Psalm 42. That's going to be one of the scriptures that Ms. Carol's going to read to us today, Psalm. And I've got a question for you. How do you look when you're sad or discouraged?
Can you show me your face when you're sad?
That's in my face. Do you look down when you're sad, discouraged? How do you look when you're sad? Disappointed, something?
So the psalmist says to himself, it's really a couple of young men who are writing this, why are you so sad, so down in the dumps, so discouraged, oh, my inner self, in your heart? He asks it two times. And what do you think the answer is?
So he's sad and discouraged. What does he do when you're sad and discouraged? What do you do when you're sad and discouraged? Yeah, you're doing it right now. What do you do? Yeah, well, we can look at that. Did you know it? You have a smile. When I said, what do you do when you're discouraged? You smile. That helps us, don't you think? Yeah. So it has one more sad or discouraged. How do I look stuff? And how do we do it when we're trying to get out of being scared? Yeah. So we look around. If you looked around this morning, did you see daffodils? Is that pretty yellow flower that's everywhere? How about some pansies? Do you look pansy? We need to go shoot little pansy faces. They look like little faces. Sometimes we pray when we're sad. Don't we? But I ask God to show me why I'm so discouraged, because it's not my natural way to live. I'm usually a pretty happy person. But when I get sad, I ask for God to show me. Have you ever done that? That's pretty good. Yeah. We talk with others. Yeah. Try to get out of our down and dumps, our bunk. Well, the psalmist says, we hope in God. We're going to do two things. We hope in God, and we wait expectantly for Him. So we not only hope, and we say so in our prayers, God help me, I'm so sad, or show me why I'm so sad. And I wait expectantly for Him to tell me. That's pretty cool, huh? Let's say that. Oh God, you are our joy. When we are down in the dumps, you present us with beauty all around us. You give us lips that smile and eyes that can twinkle, friends that can help us. Thank you for all you do for us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Let us read together our prayer for illumination.
Inhabit our hearts, God of history, as you once inhabited human flesh. Be here among us with all your wisdom, all your power.
verse from Psalm 42 that Nancy spoke about with Lauren. Listen to the word of the Lord. A white-tailed deer drinks from the creek. I want to drink deep draughts of God. I'm thirsty for God alive. I wonder, will I ever make it, arrive and drink in God's presence? I'm on a diet of tears. Tears for breakfast, tears for supper. All day long, people knock at my door, pestering. Where is this God of yours? These are the things I go over and over, emptying out the pockets of my life. I was always at the head of the worshiping crowd, right out in front, leading them all, eager to arrive and worship, shouting praises, singing thanksgiving, celebrating, all of us, God's feast. Why are you down in the dumps, dear soul? Why are you crying the blues? Fix my eyes on God, soon I'll be praising again. He puts a smile on my face. He's my God. When my soul is in the dumps, I rehearse everything I know of you, from Jordan depths to Hermon's heights, including Mount Pizar, chaos called to chaos, to the tune of the whitewater rapids, your surfing, breaking surf, your thundering, breaking crash, and crash me. Then God promises to love me all day, sing songs all through the night. My life is God's prayer. Sometimes I ask God, my rock solid God, why did you let me down? Why am I walking around in tears, harassed by my enemies? They're out for the kill, these tormentors with their obscenities, taunting day after day. Where is this God of yours? Why are you down in the dumps, my dear soul? Why are you crying the blues? Fix my eyes on God. Soon I'll be praising again. He puts a smile on my face. He's my God. And then the gospel reading from Matthew. When Jesus saw his ministry drawing huge crowds, he climbed a hillside. Those who were apprenticed to him, the committed, climbed with him. Arriving at a quiet place, he sat down and taught his climbing companions. This is what he said. You're blessed when you're at the end of your rope. With less of you, there's more God and his rule. You're blessed when you feel you've lost what is most dear to you. Only that can be embraced by the one most dear to you. You're blessed when you're content with just who you are, no more, no less. That's the moment you find yourselves proud owners of everything that can't be bought. You're blessed when you've worked up a good appetite for God. He's food and drink and the best meal you'll ever eat. You're blessed when you care at the moment of being careful. You find yourselves cared for. You're blessed when you get your inside world, your mind and heart put right. Then you can see God in the outside world. You're blessed when you can show people how to cooperate instead of compete or fight. That's when you discover who you really are and your place in God's family. You're blessed when you're committed to God provokes persecution. The persecution drives you even deeper into God's kingdom. Not only that, count yourselves blessed every time people put you down or throw you out or speak lies about you to discredit me. What it means is that the truth is too close for comfort. They are uncomfortable. You can be glad when that happens. Get a chair even. For they know that they don't like it. I do. All heaven applauds. And know that you are in good company. My prophets and witnesses have always gotten into this kind of trouble. Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Yeah, I'm still having trouble with this. A few minutes been busy. Okay, be on the watch. All right, gets down that far, I'm done with the story. Will you pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and redeemer. Amen. Is it well with your soul? Is it well with your soul, heart, and mind? Are you a searching daughter or a soul-searching son? In the depths of your soul, is God alive? If yes, heaven applauds and gives a good cheer. Today is the second Sunday of Lent. Lent is a time to look introspectively into your heart, mind, and soul. Beloved people of God, how's your prayer life going? The last time I said here, I think I asked you about that. My friend Lannis in Texas, now she's in New Mexico and Colorado. Our lives separated. We were prayer partners. We met every week for 2 years. And so she asked me, and as I'm repeating this for some of us, she said, well, Carol, as we talked on the phone, she says, how is your prayer life going? And I went, whoa. But it's still there with me, her question. Beloved people of God, how's your prayer life going since the last time we met? Beloved people of God, how is your reading of the Word of God going? And beloved people of God, are you applying the teachings of Jesus to your daily walk? Maybe it's an hourly walk for some of us. Is God alive in your soul? God alive? Lent is a time to take a deep dive into our souls and drink drops of God alive. It is time to grow in a relationship with Jesus. Are we walking with Jesus or are we being crushed by the world's demands upon us? How's your walk with Jesus? Have you seen the commercials on TV about the Allstate commercials? Mayhem? They're really good. And so, you know, I'm still kind of amazed what I can Google up, you know. So last night I Googled up Allstate Mayhem commercials. They have, you can look at every one of them and play them again, have a good laugh. But there's, some of them are the parking guy. You know, I don't know if you remember that one, but I like that one. You know, he's parking people everywhere, the creeks, the rivers. Man! How about the tailgate one or the puppy? We sure do not need mayhem to visit us as beloved people of God. We are to draw our strength from God as daughters and sons of the kingdom. Do you recall the hymn, I Need Thee Every Hour? The refrain goes like this, I need thee, oh I need thee, every hour I need thee. Oh bless me now, my Savior. I to be. If we are honest, we do not always sing this refrain often enough. We believe that we can take care of ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so how does that work for you? Taking care of yourself. The Message, the Bible, in contemporary language, uses language that opens our souls and eyes and ears anew. Kind of gives us some words that we hadn't thought about. Emptying the pockets out of your life. Down in the dumps. Why are you crying the blues? I have a friend who has depression. And of course, we all know that in March, depression is really high for people. And I kind of surprised her. And I said, how are you doing down in the dumps? And I think she thought a moment. We all have to say, oh, you're in your deep depression. Are you taking your meds? You know, and all this. Why are you down in the dumps? The psalmist teaches us that we are to fill our thirsty souls with the righteousness of God alive. I believe that the psalmist wants us to take a walk in the woods and see the deer drinking from the brook. Just close your eyes for a moment. Can you hear the lapping of the water as the deer drinks? Inspired by this, the psalmist says, I want to drink God, deep drops of God. I'm thirsty for God alive. Do you hear yourself conversing with your soul? It occurred to me that why don't we sit down and have some FaceTime with our souls? Take a good look inside. Cry out to God and whisper, I'm thirsty, dear soul, for God alive to be within me. We hear you talking, God. Our psalmist is in a state of despair. His soul, heart, and mind thirst for God. His soul is drought-stricken. His soul is parched. The psalmist needs God every minute, every hour. He examines his life and empties out the pockets of his life. He speaks to his soul and asks, why are you down in the dumps, dear soul? Why are you crying the blues? And the psalmist slips from transition and despair to hope. And God puts a smile on his face. And the psalmist says, he's my God. Is he your God? I believe the psalmist gives a good cheer and heaven applauds. We need to be get up and go Christians, never mind the comfy chair. By the time I get ready to sit in my comfy chair to do my devotionals, I've already wasted a whole half an hour with God. Get the coffee here, right? The Bible, the Latin devotion, here, before I know it, I'll put the wash in. Yeah. I'm sure glad that God is a patient God. Sometimes I say, excuse me, God, I just got to take care of this. How about being a sign spinner for Jesus? Have you seen them on the corners of busy intersections spinning signs with advertisements? Perhaps we need to spin our favorite Bible verses on the corner. How about spinning the Beatitudes? or spinning a sign saying, spinning for Jesus. Caught alive. And Jesus climbs the hillside and his disciples follow. He teaches them of the blessedness of the kingdom of God. Matthew loves to speak about the kingdom of God. All these particular teachings of blessedness are called the Beatitudes. Writer James Moore speaks of the right words in the devotional Lenten booklet. He writes, the right words can bring peace. The right words can bring harmony. The right words can bring healing. And the right words can produce love. Remember the day when you might have memorized the Beatitudes for your Sunday school teacher? And I know some of you might have even received a gold star. You wore it proudly on your blouse or your shirt. Or not. Well, there's still time to do this. And if you want a gold star, Pastor Ed, put one on you. Although well, they have to recite them to you.
That's true.
The trick is we need to live and see God alive in these words.
Yes.
Give a cheer. Heaven applauds. I wonder, you know, what do you want to do when you hear heaven applauds? What do you want to do? Applaud. A little bit of heaven out there. So Jesus climbed the mountain, and his apprentices, the committed ones, followed him. And Jesus wanted to teach them of the blessedness of those who were down in the dumps. Jesus says in verse 11 and 12, not only that, count yourself blessed every time people put you down or throw you out or speak lies about you to discredit me. Beloved sisters and brothers in Christ, this is Jesus' teaching you as you listen with the disciples. They were committed to him. God alive was with them. So I ask you, are you committed to Jesus? And walking with Jesus is what I'm talking about. There's some unfinished business that we are called to do. In the closing prayer that is printed in your bulletin, there is a poem called The Middle Time. And I'm just going to take a sentence from it. Between the exhilaration of beginning and the satisfaction of concluding is the middle time of enduring, changing, trying, despairing, continuing, becoming. Jesus says in chapter 5 in Matthew verse 8, you're blessed when you get your inside world, your mind, heart, and soul put right. We need to be God-filled, not self-filled. And then heaven applauds. Heaven gives a good cheer. Psalm 103 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Simply put, this is what it's all about. Is it well with your soul? Glory be to God in the highest, and peace on earth to all. Amen. Pray with me, please. O God, speak through us this day, so that we may express words that build up and not tear down. In the name of Jesus, the Word who dwelt among us. Amen.
Join me in the affirmation of faith.
We'll be using the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Our hymn of response is on page 840. It is Well With My Soul.
Our service where we share with our joys and concerns for the week, anything, any updates, anyone want to add someone to our prayer list?
John Sanderson is doing well. He can drive Tuesday.
I know he's happy. Good.
I have enjoyed my nieces down here visiting from New York, so I've had a day to spend with her, and I'm going to go this afternoon to spend today and tomorrow with her. So, my niece Ashley and her family.
joy. I am just so grateful for the Presbyterian women of this church, not even within our denomination or our presbytery, but within this church. Not just the folks who have gotten up during service this morning to lead visually, but those who have walked and encouraged those who are up in front and leading in so many different ways. That continues to be such a strong example within this church. And, you know, it's good food for my soul to see that and to have that kind of experience as a pastor for you all. I'm sure it is for our associate as well. I'm grateful for you and all the things that you do, said and undone and unsaid and unseen in so many different ways for all of you. So I encourage us to remember that this week. Today is the International Day of Women. Today is the celebration for Presbyterian Women. But thank you all so much for being an example to our church.
Any others? Let's go. Almighty God, in Christ you taught us to pray. I promise that we would receive all that we ask for in Christ's name. We ask you for your blessings for the church worldwide, for this congregation, for its mission and ministry, for the healing of the earth, for peace and justice throughout the world, for our nation and its leaders, for those who are serving in our military and our missionaries. We pray for the hungry and the homeless, for those who are poor and in need, for those who are grieving and lonely, that all of their needs be met. We pray for all who are sick and for the victims of the storms in Tennessee and other disasters. We pray for the safety of each of them, and we're thankful for those who are assisting them in rebuilding their homes, their schools, and their businesses. We pray that all that we do will show others your love and be pleasing to you. Father, teach us to pray as Jesus taught his disciples to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Malachi 3:10 says, "Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord God Almighty, and see if I will not open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it." And it's this time we're going to do our tithes and our offerings, so that God should come forth.
Thank you.
our whole beings to you in worship and adoration. Lord, may this offering extend the work of your kingdom in your church, your community, and into the beautiful world which you have made. Amen.
Amen.
This is our closing prayer. It's Wendy. It told us our beginning and the satisfaction of concluding in the middle times of enduring, changing, becoming. Jesus Christ was the one of God's middle time between creation and acknowledgement without that.
And we in our middle times of wondering and waiting, hurrying and hesitating, regretting. We who are becoming more and less through the evidence of God's middle time have a stabilizing hint that we are not mistakes, that we are irreplaceable, that our being is of interest and our doing is of purpose, that our being and our doing are surrounded by amen. Jesus Christ is the completer of unfinished people with unfinished work in unfinished times. May he keep us from sinking, from ceasing, from wasting, from solidifying, that we may be before him experimenters, enablers, encouragers, and associates in accomplishments.
Our closing hymn is Shattered Together on page 203. And again, I thank everybody for everything they've done, and for the worship committee for allowing us ladies to do this service. Thank you again, church.
Jesus on that corner. Okay? Yeah.
said this morning, such a poignant sermon for us, drinking water on a hot day and what that feels like in our body, the refreshment of that. So go in peace to love and serve the Lord this week, to remember to have joy in your heart, to have joy in your heart so that others may see that joy in you and be the cross, be the portable cross, be the Christ that others see in our community.